Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. One year I was invited to watch how they built yachts at a company in our area. It was intriguing to me to see somebody design a yacht and then see a yacht actually pushed out the door, finished, ready for the consumer. The whole process is fascinating. As I went through this process, I realized a few things. First and foremost, they always work from the inside out. When I started to watch them, they had a form that they would put fiberglass around. There would be several layers of fiberglass, and as they put this fiberglass around, they would put black lights on it to check and see if there are any air bubbles. If there were any air bubbles, they would have to grind them out and make sure that no air bubbles existed, because eventually, the air bubbles would work their way to the surface and cause a leak. And one of the things that we know for sure is if you're in a yacht, you don't want a leak. You want to make sure that you're enjoying the ocean, but you're not worried about the ocean getting into your yacht. As I thought about that more, I began to think about the Christian life and how important it was for us as Christians to be in the world, but not have the world in us. Those who have too much of the world in them are constantly concentrating on getting the world out somehow. They're constantly using buckets and bilge pumps and other things to try and get that out, rather than enjoying the ride that they could have if the world never got in there in the first place. The engineers were very proud to show me that these yachts were made so that they barely touched the water when they were skimming along it, because if they sunk too deeply in the water, the drag would cause their mileage to be terrible. So when they traveled in the water, the yacht would lift up and skim the surface, therefore giving it the best mileage possible. I realized that yachts were meant to be in the ocean, not dry dock. They were meant to be there and not come out, but the water was never meant to be inside of them. And when they did travel, they tried to minimize their contact with the water. That is so different than how we do it in the church often. We who name the name of Christ and are Christians, instead of understanding the principle of being in the world but not having the world in us, we are in the world and the world gets in us, and then we wonder why we're bogged down and we're tired and we're constantly thinking about the bilge pumps and buckets that we need to get water out of the lower decks of our life. It's important that we're a part of the world, but it's equally important that the world isn't a part of us. We need to be in the world, but we don't need to touch it so deeply that it affects how we go through the world. This is Dave Wager with the leadership team of Relate365.com, a division of SilverBirchRanch.org on the campus of the NicolayBibleInstitute.org.